Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Scott Yeager on the battle over the Clean Water Rule. Back with Scott in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
We've been talking about the Clean Water Rule for almost a decade now, all the way back to the early days of the Obama administration. Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, says that with the word from the Biden administration that they want to get rid of the Trump Clean Water Rule, another long battle is now in front of us.
It's a long fight, and there's lots of pieces to it to make sure that we're all talking from the same playbook as the cattle industry and hitting the right notes and telling the different parts of the story depending on where you are in the country. So we really need our state affiliates and our grassroots producers to engage and to submit feedback and comments to these agencies so they know that this continues to be a big issue for us. We need to make sure that we don't have a rule come out of this process that's like the 2015 rule, which had the potential to put people out of business and impact just about every feature in cattle country.
And your best guess on, you know, when they might actually show their hand and what kind of a rule they really want.
Yep. So they actually said they're planning to propose a repeal of the Trump rule at the end of this year. So let's say December 2021. And then you think about that, that repeal doesn't become final until they finalize that. And that's a months long process. So it might be spring of 2022, summer of 2022 before they finalize that repeal. When that repeal goes final, we go back to the pre-2015 regulations. You might be asking why. It's because Trump administration repealed the 2015 rule, so we can't go back to that. It's no longer there. So what's before that is the 1987 regulations and the guidance that was in place at that time. So that's what we go back to at that point, which again, I said, it might be in a year from now, right? So in the meantime, we are still living under the Trump rule. That is still the rule and the law of the land. So I think producers can kind of rest easy for now about that, that we're still operating under that law. And then a year from now, that may change, depending on, you know, with this repeal going final. And then after that, they're going to propose the Biden WOTUS definition. Right. And then that'll maybe start in 2022, stretching to 2023, maybe even longer than that. So that's kind of a really rough timeline. Don't hold me to that if that changes, but these processes, it will probably change. These processes at the federal agencies just take a long time, and a year or two or three is probably as best as we can estimate as far as how long this will take.
Are you pleasantly surprised that the Trump rule has withstood the assault through the courts?
The Trump rule is attacked by just about every environmental group in the country. You know, there's 15 or so different lawsuits challenging it. And the key takeaway here is not a single court, and by the way, these are courts that were cherry-picked by environmental advocacy groups because they thought they had judges that would see things their way, right? So these are not favorable courts to the industry. And even despite that, not a single one of these courts put an injunction in place of the Trump rule or stayed it or overturned it or said it was illegal in any respect. So that tells you something, right?
Yeah.
That tells you something, right? And you compare that now to the 2015 Obama rule, where we had two different courts in this country strike it down as illegal, not only illegal by violating the Administrative Procedure Act, but also in violation of the boundaries of the Clean Water Act itself. You know, and that's a message that I've tried to carry to Radica Fox and the folks at EPA who are going down this process now. Hey, there are good things about the Trump rule. It's legally sufficient. So please use that as a model for how you move forward on this process.
Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day at 8 a.m. Central Time. 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's our latest Beef Buzz. I'm Farmer and Ranch Director Ron Hayes.